Right. And Lily, when did you start yourself?
When did I start? Where God, I forget. I was only 14 when I left school and I started in Orney.
54.
Yeah.
1954. So talk to me about your background now. What's your maiden name?
My maiden name is Cantwell.
And where did you live and grow up?
I lived up in Bonabrain, but I was from Kilkenny.
And what did your dad do for a living? Did he
spent the whole time nearly in England.
Oh, right. But okay, he would have emigrated and sent money home.
Yeah. And then I was brought up to Bonabrain and another woman reared me up there.
Up in Castle Kelly.
So you were both really on the same boat.
Yeah,
you were both kind of reared by different families.
Yeah.
And did you ever discover exactly, the kind of work that your dad was doing over in England? What part of England was he in?
God, I haven't got a clue because I was only about 3 years of age when I left Kilkenny.
All right, so you really never knew your
dad? No, not really.
Yeah. And what about your mother? Would you have seen your mother from time to time? Or?
Only odd not time, then she died. How old was she?
In the 80s,
she
was
she about 80?
No.
Oh, no, she wasn't.
In the 80s, she died.
Oh, in the 80s, sorry, yeah. So I didn't really see much of them.
Okay.
Then I was moved to Bonabrain.
And what was the name of the family that reared you?
Up in Bonabrain?
Yeah.
Curtins. Peter and Bridget Curtin.
And did they have a family themselves?
No.
They were
brother and sister. They never married.
Oh, right. And they looked after
They looked after me, yeah.
And so kind of your schooling too must have ended fairly abruptly.
Age
of 14.
Yeah, 40, and then I went straight into Orney's.
And what was your first job inside there?
In Orney's?
Yes.
In the moulding room on chocolates, making chocolates.
Around the moulding machine.
Oh, right.
With bars, chocolates. That was my job.
And so I'm just imagining again the beautiful smell of the chocolate every morning.
God. So I was in that same room until I got married, in the moulding room.
From the age of 14 until
I moved in.
When did you get married? What year did you...
I got married in 1965.
65. And how? So you would have known each other in there.
Oh, yeah.
So was it during the... how did you meet, can you tell me?
We went to a dance in the Irish club. And that's where we met, in the Irish club.
All blossom from there.
All blossom.
Yeah. and so the Irish club was here in...
In town.
In town.
Yeah, Parnell Square.
Parnell Square. And... the Irish Club. Why the Irish Club now?
It was a Cayley. Yeah. Dáil Cayley that time.
I was involved with St Anne's GAA.
Oh, you were a member of St Anne's?
Oh, yeah, I was involved in St Anne's. I was secretary there for like 12 years or so.
Oh, were you?
Oh, yeah.
In what years?
From 1953, I became secretary that year. And we reorganised the club actually that time, and got it off the ground, and it's going strong ever since.
And in those early days, how good were the... it's a football club, isn't
St.
it?
St. Anne's, yeah.
And so how good was that club now? Is it
it's very good at the moment. Like, they're catering for a lot of teams, because I don't be in it much now, but I keep in touch by reading the papers and information, and they send down a news blue letter. Or you can get one of them, and it gives you all the information in it, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I keep in touch that way.
Yeah.
And I was involved in then the local drama group in Glenismore.
Tell me about the drama group, yeah.
Well, we started that in 19... when they got up a community centre up there in 1970s. So we done a lot of plays up there in Glenismore and put them on in various venues around the place.
Where was the hall in Glenismore?
We had a community hall. We got that built up in Glenismore. Then we put plays on in St Anne's, and we were up in Setanta. We went to Temple of Rathfarnham, various other, and Thomas Davies' football club, different schools as well. We did them in there, you know.
Yeah, the performing people? Were they
locals?
Were they all locals?
All locals. Yeah, we done Juno the Peacock, many young men of 20, Sive, the Whip Hand. Oh, there's a load. I have all the literature up there above stairs belonging to that.
And talk to me about who was actually looking after you at the time. I mean, who were the producers and the producer director?
The producer at the time. We played with the Mokra too, up in Bona Brina.
Mokra
and the Firma. And Des Neelam was one of the producers of the plays for the Mokra. He was an actor himself, like from on TV and RTE. And then the man that was with us at the moment now, was Jackie Collins, but Jackie has given it up now the last year or so. I haven't been at myself either at the moment because I wasn't well there last year. I had an operation for a hernia and things like that.
But you were going up to that up to then.
Hmm?
You were on the go up.
For a good while at that play.
Oh yeah. God, we're on it. Yeah.
So would this same type of acting and performing did that go on in Ernie's at all? Like, I mean, was there any?
Oh, they did some of that in Ernie's now. I think Jackie tried to produce a play. I think in Ernie's one time, if memory serves me right. Now,
wasn't there a variety show? Huh? Was there a variety?
I don't think was.
Some of them did have a variety show now. Like fellas like Christy Keeley and Mick Keogh and a couple of other lads used to do variety shows, all right. But that was all. But they didn't do the plays like J.B. Keane's or what do you call them? Oh, I can't think of his name now. Dublin plays, like the Many Young Men of 20, The Shadow of a Gunman.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
all
yes,
those
yes.
plays, like, you know.
Mm.
Casey's.
Oh, Casey's. Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
Yeah.